big exhibit here at the Indiana State Museum that highlights such a wonderful attribute to Indiana's agriculture, not only in a way of lifestyle, but into the economy as well. Tell us a little bit about Corn Marketing Council's involvement with it and maybe helping shape such a wonderful exhibit.
Well, we're really proud that Indiana got to be involved in an exhibit called The Amazing Maize, and it's all about corn. And I actually don't know of any, if it's ever been done in the country, a wonderful, high-quality museum exhibit on corn. And Indiana Corn Marketing Council is one of the local sponsors. And it is just everything you ever wanted to know about corn, plus more that you may realize you didn't know.
I've asked this question all night long. With the increase in demand of transparency in the agriculture industry, how important is it for us to show consumers where we're going by where we've been and the progress that we've made in that transition?
Well, I tried to point out tonight in some comments I've made with folks that, first of all, corn, or as the rest of the world would call it, maize, is one of the most important crops in the world. The only one close to it would be rice. And so farmers everywhere and people everywhere in the world are using or eating corn today. And so it is a part of everybody's daily life, no matter where you're at in the world. And that's important because our civilization was really started in part because of maize and corn. And this exhibit kind of tells the beginning and tells it where it is now and where it's going to go in the future.
When we look into the future, what do you anticipate being some of the big things? We've talked a lot to agronomists and folks that are involved on the grower side of things that the refuge in the bag concept is going to be huge. It's their big game changer. What's next for you guys? What do you guys look at and some of the issues maybe that you can help to educate and help folks learn about the importance of this industry?
Well, I think for us, representing corn producers, the big thing that we want to do in the next few years is help people understand how much food we have to produce in the next few years to feed the growing population. We have to double food production. And the only way we're going to get that done is through technology. And the fact that our farmers are going to do that, and it's going to do it being better for the environment. And there's just, there's just a lot we want to be able to show to the American consumer and the world consumer that corn has always been a staple. It will continue to be a staple. And we're going to do it through the use of technology that is kind of mind-boggling, and yet it's better for everybody. My ultimate dream someday would be that I can eat my popcorn and it helps cancer. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we start to work with. And your mind just kind of goes off the charts when you really start to think about the kinds of things that we can be doing.
Jane, how long is the exhibit here? And how can folks find out more information about times and really seeing what's going on in the amazing maze that is?
Right. That's another thing we're really excited about. It's here through 2013. I mean, this is a major exhibit at the State Museum. If folks in Indiana haven't been to the State Museum, they need to come to Indianapolis. This is a real jewel. It is a major museum, a lot of fun things to do. We're particularly proud that it's going to go through two national FFA conventions, and most importantly, the Super Bowl. And we plan to have farmers here during that time, with shirts on that say they're a farmer, so that when people come through here for the Super Bowl, one of the big things that's going to highlight the state of Indiana, farmers are going to be right in the middle of it. And we're really excited about that.
Jane, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.